Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. One of those challenging mornings for many. Not nearly the accumulations that we've certainly heard over the weekend. It started on Black Friday, lake effect snow to the north, places like Erie and anywhere along the Great Lakes from Michigan stretching over to New York. But we will have the potential for lake effect snow just to the north, basically from the I-80 corridor up toward the Great Lakes over the next 36 hours, actually. And we're going to check in with the National Weather Service here next hour about the warnings and the watches. That does not include Allegheny County and the city of Pittsburgh. We basically, as far as snowfall totals, Paul, got what we got overnight.
I think you're right. Wanted to say thanks again to Ellen Gamble for calling our attention to the fact that the work on the McKees Rocks Bridge that was going to start today around 9 a.m. has been postponed due to the weather.
And also, our 100.1 FM signal restored. We had some issues due to the high winds and power outages, but we're good to go. And joining us is the public safety reporter with the Post-Gazette, Laura Esposito. Laura, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
So your job, obviously, reporting around the region about safety issues, it becomes more challenging on a day like this where you have high winds, so anything wet with dropping temperatures can glaze things over, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, these projects that happen, whether it be road projects or when public safety issues arise, can often be postponed with inclement weather.
I know this issue, obviously, with the missing woman, Elizabeth Pollard, that occurred Monday night, Unity Township in Westmoreland County. It would be hard to know that there would be a sinkhole developed over an old mine shaft, and they've turned what they hoped was a rescue operation into a recovery mission. Anything to add to that? Because a lot of people are wondering, how could this happen?
Yeah. So state troopers announced last night in the evening that what they hoped was a search and rescue mission would now become a recovery mission. They said they were still holding out for a glimmer of hope, but, you know, it was a very, very emotional time at the site of that sinkhole for both the family and for the law enforcement, who repeatedly just kept saying, it feels like we failed. State Trooper Steve Lamani said that it was the most intricate and complex rescue he's seen in his 26-year career because of this abandoned mine that spans for miles underneath Marguerite Road in Unity Township. Right now, it's an ongoing effort to still recover Ms. Pollard and do right by her family. But at the same time, there is cause for concern because there's several other areas where the abandoned mine stands that have now been deemed unsafe, that have now been deemed, this could have happened in other places as well, was the sentiment that was being expressed. And, you know, all across Pennsylvania, we are have a lot of areas with these types of abandoned mines, which pose a really big public safety issue.
Yeah, we've seen this because of the extent of mining in the region. There are many areas where this is a potential issue, but how would you know?
Unfortunately, oftentimes you don't. So with the situation in Marguerite, a sinkhole actually appeared above the site of the Marguerite mine in Unity Township, before. And this is something that, we have the Bureau of Mine. It falls under the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protections. They have said that they are looking into this issue. But with the vast amount of mines throughout Pennsylvania, it's difficult. And unfortunately, it's more reactionary than preventative at times.
Yeah, in this case, we understand Ms. Pollard had a 5-year-old granddaughter in a car that fortunately shaken up, but not injured and safe. Mm-hmm. But I can't imagine what this family's going through.
So state police had spoke with the family last night. They said that the family understands why the mission has shifted and that they get it. But it was just, obviously emotional, and there hasn't been any reported signs of life, and there's been no news. So her car was found right near the scene, right near the sinkhole, with her five-year-old granddaughter inside, and her family has been on site most days while these crews have been working. But I mean, it really has been incredible the way the community has pulled together for that family. You know, there's been a restaurant set up right near the side of the sinkhole that's just been operating around the clock, providing food for first responders. And, you know, something that really struck me was I don't think people truly understand the scope of how dangerous going into that sinkhole was, you know, in general. They had to stop sending human crews out there once the roof of the abandoned mine, they believed that it had collapsed. Early yesterday. And before that, though, it was, you know, a lot of first responders are risking their lives, and a lot of people were doing, you know, the community was really coming together to try and find Miss Pollard, and that work doesn't stop. You know, the inclement weather definitely does hinder efforts, but that work will continue, and I'm confident that they're not going to stop until they find her.
Well, we appreciate the update, Laura. Thank you. And hopefully we can talk again about some other issues of safety that aren't quite as tragic as this one.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Laura Esposito, read all about it in the Post-Gazette. She writes about public safety for the paper. And I know, Paul, earlier we heard from State Trooper Lamani, and you could tell the emotion in his voice. And he put it properly. He said, this has been really difficult for them, but not nearly. And understanding the family, obviously, and friends, how tragic.
You've got that many people, I mean dozens, more than 100 at one point, doing everything they could to try and find this person. And when you put in that kind of an effort in those conditions and under that kind of pressure, you're going to have a reaction. I mean, I don't know how they handle all that they handle in law enforcement, but you could even see, just looking at Steve Lamani's face during news conferences, with the sound off on a television, as we do in the newsroom, you could just see how stressed out and worried and concerned he was.
Emotionally invested and yet very professional. So they are continuing their issues there in Unity Township, Westmoreland County, of trying to recover Elizabeth Pollard.